Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Today on the show, I want to talk about praise and why praise is why praise is so toxic for kids, why it's damaging, why it doesn't do what we think it's going to do. And I want to talk about courage and I want to talk about judgment. I tie praise in with judgment because most people know and understand that judgment is not good. You know, judgment is, you know, usually in the form of criticism. You know, when we judge someone, we think of it as being a negative opinion of someone. And no one likes to do that, but generally speaking, we're a pretty judgmental bunch. I know I was, and I've done an awful lot to help myself be less judgmental, to build my awareness for judgment. And, you know, when I was aware, I was horrified because I recognized that even if I wasn't saying things, I was judging. I'd look at people and I'd be judging. And it's a horrible admission to have to make. But once you're aware of it, it's shocking as to how much we judge. And I read Gabrielle Bernstein's book, The Judgment Detox, and it was fascinating. It truly was. And one of her steps as to how to kind of cure ourselves of judgment, she recommends that we have to witness our judgment with no judgment. Because I was judging myself for being judgmental, but that's no good at all because we've just basically got to stop judging. And the reason I talked about praise, and you're probably thinking, well, why am I talking about judgment? Because I see negative judgment as in criticism or being opinionated that is not in someone's favour. So let's call it negative judgment. And praise I see as being a positive judgment. It's still judgment, but it's positive. It's like an accolade. It's a worship. The problem with it, with praise, it's external validation. It's someone else's positive, usually positive opinion of you. So the praise, like, you're amazing. Wow, good job. You're awesome. You're the best artist there. You're so great at Fortnite. Wow. Praise. It's all an external comment by someone else about someone. So if we think about it with our children, I realized how praisey I was. And in the playground when my kids were younger, I was very aware of how praisey everyone else is. We're very praise driven. We're a praisey society. Now here's the clinch with praise, is it does not build self-esteem. It doesn't. It actually robs our children of developing self-esteem and developing self-motivation, intrinsic motivation and courage. Because when we spend our lives looking outside, looking to someone else for the accolade, for the validation, for the praise, it comes from them, but it's just their words. It doesn't actually seep in. And, you know, we can choose to believe it, but if we're believing it, then we need that external validation. And when it comes to social media, Instagram and the likes, they are all praise driven. You post something and you expect, or you're waiting for the like, you're waiting for the heart, the external validation that your photo was great, your whatever was good. And it's causing our children to look outside of themselves for their worth, for their identity, for the validation. And what that does is it focuses on the end result. It focuses on the photograph, for example. And it strips the child of actually understanding what it took in them to create the photograph. They're just looking at the photograph, the end result. They're not looking at how they orchestrated it, how they set it up. Now, for many of these, it's a lot of it is how they orchestrate it, is how do they put their makeup on? How do they change how they look so that they look better on it for the camera? All of this is moving away from feeling good about ourselves and needing all these extra things on the outside to make us feel good. So what is the antidote? The antidote is encouragement. And encouragement means to put the courage in. So when we encourage our kids, it gives them the courage to believe in themselves, to trust in themselves, to know that they can handle whatever comes their way. So while praise is an external motivator, encouragement is an internal motivator. Where praise focuses on the end result, the medal, the accolade, the photograph, the like, the heart, the comment, the glory, the worship, it doesn't focus on the process and journey to get the end result. Encouragement focuses on the process and the journey. Therefore, the outcome or result will speak for itself. Because if you put the effort in and you're aware of each step you take and the strengths you use, you get closer to your outcome and the outcome will speak for itself. So, to move away from praising, as in positive judgment, we have to develop what I call encouragement as a second language. And so we have to know what is the difference. How does it sound when you're speaking to your child? So you would say, rather than the wow, great job, that's an amazing piece of art. Oh, you must be the best, you know, artist in the class or the school. I bet they've never seen a piece of art like that. All focused on the end result. The encouragement would be, you must have put an awful lot of effort into that. I love the detail that you've done in this piece, and yet this bit, I'm interested, you know, in your choice of colours. Like, why did you choose to paint this in this way? And they might discuss something about it. So in the discussion, when you're commenting on the effort, the improvement, the strength, what they've done to create the outcome, they then recognise that the effort and their strengths and the improvement combined equals the end result. So they know what it takes to get the end result. So imagine you're at work as an adult and you have had to write a report for your boss. And you spend hours on this report and you put all sorts of things into it. You really put a lot of effort into it. Effort, time, everything you can think of went into this report. You hand it into your boss and he looks at it and he flicks through it and he goes, wow, that's amazing. That's such a great report. Thank you. You're just the best. I know I can always count on you. You hear that? Versus this. I love this report. This report is so much better than the one you did 6 months ago. And the graph on page 3, it's outstanding. I've never seen our figures being represented this way. It's so visual. It's so powerful. We're going to use this in all of our monthly reports now. I'm so pleased that you came up with this. Must have taken you hours, this report. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. How much better would you feel with the second scenario than the first? The first is just, it's almost just whatever. It's almost not spoken with any sincerity. It's just all focused on the end result. Whereas the second one is all focused on what it took you to get the end result. That's the difference between praise and encouragement. And the difference in terms of your kids is that praise will not develop self-esteem, but encouragement will develop and foster a healthy self-esteem and more self-worth, because they feel good about themselves for having created something, put the effort in. So how do you do it? You notice things rather than judge them. You reflect their strengths back to them, as in, you're so kind that they did blah blah blah, or you're so determined and persevering, you really held into that, you really got stuck into this and you've persevered. You notice their strengths, reflect it back to them. You notice, period. And you focus on the effort and improvement as to what it took them to get to the end result. So in your language with your kids, especially now during COVID, They really, a lot of them are not feeling too good about themselves. They're spending too much time on their devices. They're just doing enough work and no more. And sometimes it's barely that. They're, you know, the whole routine and their going to school has been, the whole rhythm's been upset. And they're, a lot of them are grasping at straws. So they need encouragement more than anything. And you might be thinking, well, what is there to encourage right now? Because they're not doing very much. They're not out with their friends. They're not out playing sport. They're not out doing this. They're just inside milling around, not feeling too good about themselves. We have to look deep. We have to work hard. And we have to put a lot of effort into encouraging our kids so that they can get the best out of themselves. Not so we can see the end result and glorify it. No. We need them to feel good about themselves. And the only way they can is if we switch from praise to encouragement. Carol Dweck, a researcher out of Berkeley, has written a book called Mindset on fixed and growth mindsets. And they've done a lot of research on the effects of praise, the perils of praise, and the positive effects of encouragement. And they've seen it in groups of kids. They've split classrooms into a group of kids who typically did very, very well, and the group of kids who didn't do so well, who struggled. They praised the high achievers and they encouraged the kids who were struggling. Guess which group did best? The ones who were struggling did best. The ones who were doing well and got praised eventually didn't trust themselves. And eventually the pressure of getting the end result all became too much. Whereas the ones that were encouraged developed a belief in themselves, a trust in themselves, and were then able to keep improving. And they recognized the relationship between effort and outcome. This is how we help them, is by encouraging them. So if you've enjoyed this, please share with your friends, share with your family, spread the news, spread the word. We want to help our kids. We want to help them build up their self-esteem and their self-worth. We want to get them away from this, you know, addiction to external validation and all the praise that they get. There's so much praise in the online world, and we need to make sure they're getting encouragement in the real world. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.